baby. Hey!
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez,
Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Dre Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Good afternoon, everybody. Getting my Robin Williams on. It's Wegs here in studio, in the Clearwater studio, for Talking Sports with Randy Harris. Randy is out. He's out vacationing in New York. I guess I'll try to do my best to not run this show into the ground. So we'll see how that goes. But thank you, everybody, for joining us for another week of Talking Sports. First off, quick shout out to all of our gay fans out there who now have the ability to get married in any state in the United States. So marriage equality has passed through the Supreme Court, and hats off to everybody for fighting the good fight. So congratulations, and everybody now has the right to get married and be miserable together. So that said, now that that's done, I guess we should talk a little bit about some of the things going on in the sports world. We don't have the NBA finals to talk about anymore. We don't have the NHL finals to talk about anymore. Those have concluded. So I guess we got some baseball to talk about, though. Rays. How about them Rays? Let's break them up. Because, they're just too good. They're too good of a team. And we need to spread the talent around a little bit, because they're, 41-33. They're top in the AL East. Tied for third for most wins in the majors right now. They're tied with the Dodgers and the Royals with 41 wins. Only two teams above them are the Astros, surprisingly enough, at 43 wins. And then the Cardinals with 48. It's been pretty amazing what we've been able to see down at the Trop and on Sun Sports when you're able to catch them on the road. Just individual performances, everybody's stepping up at crucial times, and we've been able to see a lot of just great team baseball put together over this amount of time. And from pretty much the beginning, it has been like, let's question everything the Rays do since the trade deadline last season. It's been ever since the David Price trade, when everybody is saying, wow, that was a bad idea. Maybe they shouldn't have done that. Who the heck is this guy that they just brought in? It's just been one thing after another, and it just turns into, well, or at least it has turned into a winning ball club, a ball club that has the potential, at least according to what we've seen on the field and how things are playing out in the standings, game and a half up on the Yankees right now, a team that could go to the playoffs, which would be pretty impressive considering the amount of change, the turnover, both in the clubhouse on the staff side of things as well as in the clubhouse with the roster itself. Getting rid of Price was obviously one of the biggies. The other biggie being getting rid of Zobrist, fan favorite, plug-and-play type player. You need him. He's a utility, and he'll do anything you ask and do it well. Probably the best utility player in the majors. Just get rid of everybody, have a fire sale, and then sort of start over. But instead of starting over, they've actually been doing better than what we were expecting from the very beginning. Coach Cash has been on point with his moves. Certainly not the wizard that we were used to with Madden for so long, but Cash has been able to get the most out of young guys and names that we're not necessarily the most familiar with. The management was active yesterday, even though the Rays were not. They had an off day yesterday, but the Rays acquired Mark Krause, who is a first baseman and an outfielder, for minor league right-handed pitcher Kyle Winkler. Krause will actually be brought up to the big club for tonight's game against the Red Sox, and then to make room for Krause, the Rays have sent Nick Franklin to Durham. Franklin was, of course, one of the players that came over in the trade that sent Price to the Tigers. Nick Franklin and Drew Smyly were two of those players that came over from Detroit. So, Rays VP of Baseball Ops, Eric Neander, said about Krause, Mark is a disciplined hitter who brings left-handed power to our club. He's a good fit for our present roster, and we expect him to help us against right-handed pitching, primarily at first base. So, with that statement, you take it at face value. You say, okay, well, I thought we had a pretty decent left-handed hitting first baseman in James Loney. So, I don't exactly know necessarily what they're going for, especially considering you look at what Krause has done in the past. He's played 3 seasons total between the Astros and the Angels. He's coming from the Angels now. Career stats. He's hitting a crisp 194 with 11 home runs and 39 RBI with a 603 on base plus slugging percentage. He's played in 11 games for the Angels this season, batting 143, 1 home run, 5 RBI, and a 496 OPS. So again, you get to the point where it's like, okay, well, who is this guy? What is he going to do for us? Why do we need him? And it's faith. It's that trust that we need to have in our management, in the guys who are making the moves. Because, again, face value, I don't see it. Just like all the other moves that we have seen over the last coming up on a year, it's a matter of trying to see the forest through the trees and have an appreciation for the bigger picture. And it's sometimes you think that, you know what, maybe they don't know what they're doing. And then you look at the standings and see number one in the AL East, tied for third in the majors for wins. Maybe they do know what they're doing. And we'll see how things play out. But it's hard to imagine this guy stepping in again. Neander is saying primarily at first base. And my immediate thought is, well, I thought we had James Loney. So it's going to be a matter of time to see how that shakes out, what happens in the future. This may be indicative of some more moves, for whatever reason, more moves in the near future or coming up to the trade deadline. We're about a month out from the trade deadline. That's really the only thing I can think of, honestly, is that somehow Mr. Krause is going to be playing into some sort of bigger picture type thing before the trade deadline. I know that Loney has been on the 15-day DL, but if he's been on the DL for long enough that he only is a couple days from returning, why make this trade now? Why not earlier when he first went on? You go to his ESPN profile page, Loney's that is. He's been on the DL for his finger. He's set to take ground balls on Monday and will take dry swings later this week. Roger Mooney of the Tampa Tribune reports. So, I don't know. We'll see. It's all a wait and see. But one player that they've been able to really hang their hat on right now is Joey Butler. Who's this guy? Talk about a name that you don't necessarily expect much from. He came over as a free agent in January. He was invited to spring training, started down in Durham, but he's been turning heads pretty much ever since he joined the team, the organization. And especially once he joined the big club in May, beginning of last month. He leads the team with a .327 batting average. He has 6 home runs and 20 RBI. He's been a journeyman minor leaguer. He's been through a couple different systems, but he was also in systems that were doing well. So he had a lot of good coaching at crucial times, not only in their season, but obviously early on in his career. He was with St. Louis and Texas, both when they were going deep into the playoffs and into the World Series. So there was a lot of experience gained from having coaches around him, that system around him at that time. So he's been able to bring this over, obviously, because it's working. He obviously only has a fraction of the games compared to a lot of the other guys on the team, but it's just a matter of what he says. It's just keeping things as simple as possible. And he's pretty much stated that he's learned to think as little as possible and do as little as possible just to keep it simple and then just sort of allow things to happen. That's sort of an old school approach to it. And even when I was playing baseball, that's the way I tried to think about things. Is obviously you're not going to be a great player unless you have the fundamentals down 100%. And fundamentals are one thing, but then you have to go out and execute it. And he said that, I think it's a mindset. By keeping it simple, I try not to think too much. I feel like the less time I take, the faster I get ready. And the faster I get ready, the simpler and less time has to creep in. So it's sort of like, I think, what was that? It was a movie, Kevin Costner baseball. I think it was The Perfect Game was the name of it. He was a pitcher for the Tigers, if I remember correctly. And the movie flashback between his life experiences throughout the season and as he was pitching a perfect game. And it was one thing he did was he called it releasing the mechanism, and it was his ability to tune out everything and just get into that super zen moment that he utilized to throw his next pitch, get his next out, get through that next half inning. And I see the analogy there. I think there is sort of that same connection there, if you will. And because of that, this guy who's been in the majors for almost going on 2 months has now thrust himself into the AL Rookie of the Year discussion. And that'd be pretty impressive to have for the Rays, not only when Will Myers won the Rookie of the Year, but then having another guy come up and be Rookie of the Year for the Rays, at least in the discussions. And again, yes, this is the end of June. We're not even to the trade deadline yet. We have a lot of baseball to play. Lots of things change. Streaks and slumps make a season. So this may be just a streak for the moment, but let's just hope that this streak lasts as long as possible and that he never even gets to see a slump at all. So with that said, we'll hit this first break and be back after this commercial break. This is Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you an Ultimate Fighting Championship fan? UFC Fan Expo is the ultimate fan experience focused on elite fighters and industry icons. Buy your tickets today for UFC Fan Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Sands Expo and Convention Center Friday, July 10th and Saturday, July 11th. This has never been a more exciting time to be a UFC fan. UFC Fan Expo in Las Vegas will bring fans of all ages together from around the world to celebrate their passion for America's fastest growing sport. There's something for everyone at UFC Fan Expo. Join the ever-evolving UFC universe and buy tickets today at www.ufcfanexpo.com.
Budget Self Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the five-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of the Players Show and Go Bucks!
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is John Smoltz from the Atlanta Braves, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Good song, rocking out. Actually, it's pretty fortuitous, Ed, that you played the John Smoltz, that guy. Gosh, why could I completely blank for a second? John Smoltz liner, because shout out friend of the show John Toomey messaged me on Facebook saying that I needed to throw out a Fred McGriff reference, considering we were talking so much Rays first baseman talk. And now I agree, John, that McGriff, obviously great player. I think that, I mean, I was a huge Braves fan when I was growing up, so I was a big fan of McGriff back when he was with the Braves. And then obviously once I moved to Florida and then he was with the Devil Rays at the time, obviously still a big fan of him then. But hard sell to say that McGriff would be a Hall of Famer, considering he never got to 500 home runs. And again, and Randy has said this in the past about Hall of Fames turning into the Halls of Very Good, and especially when you're thinking about baseball, you think pitchers need to have at least 300 wins, and position players, hitters, need to have at least 500 home runs. And nowadays, I mean, we're getting into the 600 home runs. We're getting guys up that high. So 500 home runs is even turning into a case where that might be a hard sell, even if they do get to 500 home runs. McGriff had 493. But certainly he's one of the best Devil Rays / Rays players of all time. He was only here for 3-4 years. At least his first stint, and then he finished up his career in 04 with the Devil Rays still. But I think that we shall see if he gets mentioned. I mean, I don't see, if he hasn't been put in now, again, I don't think that he will. Again, something that Randy says is, if you're not in after your first couple years of eligibility, since your stats are not changing, then that doesn't necessarily mean that you should have a better chance of getting in towards the end of your eligibility. So, I don't know. I personally don't see it happening. I would love it. I think he's a good guy, and he was a great player, both offensively and defensively, but I just, unfortunately, don't see it. Something that happened last night was obviously the NBA draft. I will talk as much as I can about it. If anybody has listened to the show before when we're talking NBA, usually I don't have that much to say about it. I'm not as up on it. But obviously Karl Anthony Towns was a big deal coming from UK. And so obviously, as with any number one pick in any sport and with any draft and anything of this situation, it's a matter of trying to live up to that hype. He averaged 10.3 points, 6.7 rebounds, and just over 21 minutes per game. But it's a pretty interesting situation going on in Minnesota now, because not only do they have a guy like Karl Anthony Towns, but they also have last year's number one in Andrew Wiggins they got when they traded Kevin Love to the Cavs. So they have the two back-to-back number one draft picks that they can grow. But then also in February, they traded for Kevin Garnett. So Kevin Garnett, absolute stud. For whatever reason, even though I've never followed the NBA much, I've always been a Kevin Garnett fan. I've just, for whatever reason, I've liked the way he's gone about his business, the way he's played, and what he's been able to accomplish. And now that they have him back, a question is, not only will Towns and Wiggins perform, but is Kevin Garnett the right person to mentor them to be the superstars that we all know that both of these guys can be? But Kevin Garnett, this is, I mean, he's very much in the twilight of his career. This would be, if he, now that he is signed, he was traded to the T-Wolves again, if he does play, this would be his 21st season. So I think it would be, if he feels he still has a little bit left in the tank, then might as well get at least one more season. Go ahead, go out on the court, play your season, give the fans what they want, because I'm sure there are a lot of fans that do want to see Kevin Garnett, and then take that time to mentor Wiggins and Karl-Anthony Towns, and you could really set up your team for the long run, because I'm sure I would be surprised if the Timberwolves didn't offer Garnett some sort of administrative position, because they'd want to keep him involved. There's a lot of loyalty there. He spent a lot of time and accomplished a lot of things with Minnesota. So, in my opinion, I think it would be, honestly, kind of stupid not to try to keep him involved in some way, shape, or form. And if for nothing else, to be a quality mentor for this young team. Obviously, you go down from the number one overall pick. The Lakers passed up Jahlil Okafor and took D'Angelo Russell at number two. Okafor then went at number three to the 76ers, which now pairs him up with Nerlens Noel. And this was a big deal that Okafor was not taken out of Duke for the number two spot. But obviously, for whatever reason, the Lakers felt that there's a better fit with D'Angelo Russell. So is this one of those things where we're talking about passing up Michael Jordan to get Sam Bowie type situation? Was this a mistake by the Lakers? Obviously, big market team. There's a lot of opinion. It's a tough market to play in. There's a lot of opinion shared on a team like that, be it good or bad. Fans, they can be harsh. So, I mean, and I think that one of the best representations of harsh fans, at least last night, was when the Knicks at number four took Kristaps Porzingis. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, out of Latvia. And to the point where they were very vehemently booing the move that the Knicks took. And I feel for the guy, because it's not Kristaps' fault. He's just the one that's being selected. So it's not his fault for being that guy that gets picked by the team. So I'm assuming the fans were booing the Knicks and not necessarily him in the first place. But I did like the way he responded to this, I guess you could say, adversity already in his very young career. He said in an interview afterwards, "A lot of fans weren't happy they drafted me. I have to do everything in my hands to turn those booing fans into clapping fans. I was happy about it. Want to be part of this organization. The fans are harsh sometimes. That's how it is in New York, and I'm ready for it." And that's just one of those things. For me, that is a very mature answer. That is a very professional way to deal with that. A lot of younger guys may have gone the route of, well, I don't understand why that's happening, and I'm going to, I don't know, prove them wrong or say something that wasn't as well thought out and then executed, if you will. So I thought that that was a very good way to address that situation. I feel for the guy because it isn't his fault, and he has a lot on his shoulder now. Again, really tough market. You go up to New York, they've had a lot of good players up there, and they haven't been able to produce. The fans let them know about it, and as a completely new guy, the number one overall pick, now everybody's going to be looking to you because they haven't had everybody pan out the way they wanted to. The Knicks are not who they used to be way long time ago. They are not the Knicks of yesteryear. So with that said, we are halfway down. Let's go ahead and hit this next break. Stick with us for the other half of the show. This is Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Some people don't believe in mermaids. Hope that's not you, because they exist at Wickiwatchee Springs State Park off US 19 and State Road 50, just north of Spring Hill. Since 1947, the magic of the mermaids have been entertaining visitors at the 538-acre Springs Park. Come and watch in the 400-seat submerged theater, The Little Mermaid Show at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. daily. Wickiwatchee State Park offers mermaid shows, reptile shows, boat tours, and swimming in the pristine spring at Buccaneer Bay. Wickiwatchee State Park is a perfect backdrop for wedding receptions, birthday parties, picnics, meetings, retreats, family reunions, or just to relax on the white sandy beach. Step back in time when things were much simpler and enjoyable. Spend the day at an original theme park. Call 352-592-5656 or log on to wickiwatchee.com for upcoming events, hours, and ticket pricing. Wickiwatchee Springs State Park, where mermaids do exist.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Ale Mabry in Tampa.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Vernon Davis, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All aboard!
I'm going to read a report, an article, part of an article that came out from Bleacher Report, and I wish I had thought of this. I wish I had the physical, I'll put it this way. I wish I had the physical stature to not only get away with it, but I just wish that I had thought of something like this in the first place. And it's actually something that we've kind of already seen. I think it's a tourism commercial for Las Vegas, but I'll explain it as I read this article, part of an article. And with the 61st pick in the 2015 NBA draft, the Utah Jazz select Connor Toole of Elite Daily. No, the 6'10 writer wasn't actually selected in Thursday's NBA draft, but between his suit and height, he certainly fooled fans standing outside Barclays Center and the arena's security. Yes, he got onto the floor of the draft, because as he said, it turns out if you wear a suit, act really confident, and are also 7 feet tall, it's really easy. This guy pretended to be a guy who had just been drafted in the NBA draft. That is awesome. And then he went out and he started partying in New York City. And as I said, I think there's a tourism commercial for the city of Las Vegas that shows a group of guys who are running around yelling champion, champion, champion with a what looks to be a trophy, and it turns out to be a vase that's supposed to be sitting on a landing where the elevator goes, and there were originally flowers in it, and they just took it and run around yelling champion, and they go and party in Las Vegas. But that is awesome. Hell, if you're wearing a suit and 6'10 and just think you should be there, then apparently you can go act like you just got drafted in the NBA draft. That's pretty awesome. Good for him. There's a video that goes along with that. Apparently it's not safe for work. I will not play it. I will not talk about it. I haven't seen it yet, so I'll let you look it up and enjoy that in your off time. We have, obviously, the Bucks were doing OTAs and had their Mando mini camp ended last week. And so now it's a matter of just taking what they went over and learned, especially since there's the new OC, Dirk Cutter, and trying to let it all sink in for the next month until everybody comes back for training camp, which starts on August 1st. One of the things that the NFL has been doing, they've been doing a series called Rookie Confidential, where rookies answer questions regarding their upcoming season. So far, Jameis has been one of them, as well as Mariota, Williams, and Amari Cooper as well. And one of the questions for Jameis was, which player are you most looking forward to playing against this year? And his reply was J.J. Watt. I think he is nuts. He is crazy. I guess to some degree you need to have that level of craziness to go up against guys of that caliber. Obviously, if you're in the game and they're in the game, you don't have a choice. You're going to face them. But to me, this also brings up a little bit of a question as to where his mindset is, because, yes, everybody is saying that he still has to earn it. Everybody on the team, I'll put it that way, on the staff is saying he has to earn it. It's between him and Glennon, and they're both fighting for it. They're both making their cases, if you will. But a lot of the fandom out there are saying that it's going to be Jameis right from the get-go. The player I'm most looking forward to playing against probably has to be J.J. Watt. We play them week 3 in Houston, I believe. It's going to be a fun matchup. So my question is, does he already think that he's going to have the starting job by week 3? I don't know. Is that something that we should expect him to think or to say? Because up to this point, it's been very humble, which has been what we want and should expect, in my opinion, considering everything that's happened up to this point, all of his coaching and his mentors have been saying, okay, you have to tone it down. You're going to be the face of this franchise. You need to pull in the reins a little bit. And from what it has looked like up to this point, he's been saying the right things. He's been acting the right way. He's been the quintessential professional. His work ethic has been impressive. And for me, it may not be very overt, but this shows a certain belief that he is already going to be starting by week three. And I know Randy likes to say that he's the naive one, but I guess I am in this case because I truly believe that Glennon has a lot to offer still. I'm not saying he's the best athlete. I'm not saying he's the best quarterback, but I'm also saying that he shouldn't be completely overlooked. And there is a... You can't overlook the fact that he has more experience than Jameis. Obviously, this is a new system for everybody. New OC, new system for everybody. And there's the learning curves. And Jameis has apparently been able to deal with that. He's been able to work the right way. He's been able to digest the playbook quickly. And obviously, that's a huge part of transitioning into the NFL in general, especially for a quarterback. And that's one of the things that's always talked about for quarterbacks is the football IQ and the ability to digest information quickly and be able to understand and execute as quickly as possible to make sure that you're in the right spot at the right time and perform, especially if you're the general on the field, if you're making things happen. So it's just, to me, it's maybe just much ado about nothing on my part. If anybody wants to chime in, 866-826-1340, 866-TAN-1340. But it's going to be interesting to see how everything plays out. Obviously, the offense is a huge issue from last season, so we'll see how everything turns out there. You have Doug Martin, who's still fighting for his spot, his starting spot again. Still a three-way tie right now. He's working, but I think that competition, that's good. It's good for all three players, James and Rainey as well. But it's going to be, to me, I still feel that Doug Martin, it's hard to forget about his rookie season and how amazing he truly was. And then Mike Evans, what is he going to do? I've always been impressed with what he's been able to do. His rookie year last year was really impressive. He was obviously very successful. And now that he doesn't have to deal with getting drafted and getting ready for the combine and the pro days and the visits and all that stuff, he had a full offseason to just sit and sort of relax, repair, learn, mature, and now he's going to be, hopefully, in my mind, I see him as even better than what he did last season. So I think he's, even if he's playing with Glennon, I think he's going to be able to put up better numbers. And then if you put him up with an athlete like Winston, obviously, I think there's a lot of upside still there. And they're both still young, so they're both going to be continued to be mentored by guys who have been there. Not only offensive guys, but defensive guys too. Obviously, Gerald McCoy, a force on the team, a leader both on and off the field. Danny Lansana, he's been getting his first team snaps in. Not going to be that same fill-in guy, hopefully, that he was last season. Obviously, it was a big deal for him to come in as a newer guy to the team and be able to play every linebacker position and play it well. I think he, if I remember right, the stat was he was the first player to come in and start all three linebacker positions in one season. It was something along those lines. But now he's getting his first team snaps during the offseason as the with the starting job at the strong side linebacker. And so hopefully we'll see him be able to focus on a particular job, even though we all know that he can do them all. Sort of that stability allows him to perfect his craft, if you will, at a particular position. So it'll be very interesting to see how that ends up going. But another bit of Bucs news, we had Gerald McCoy was announced as number 28 once again on the NFL's top 100 players list. He was number 28 last year as well. It's really exciting to see something like that, in my opinion, even though this is a it doesn't really have much of an impact on how the season's going to go. But you look at what he did last season, and he was able to stay in that same spot, even though out of a 16-game season, he only played a little more than 11 games because he had two injury stints. The fractured hand at the beginning of the year, and then at the end of the year, he had his knee injury. But he had 8.5 sacks, 13 QB hits, 35 tackles, 13 for loss, 3 passes defense, 1 forced fumble. I mean, he was definitely going to be into the double digits in sacks, which would have been the first time for a Buck since 2005. So just where he is right now, he obviously has the stability and the comfort level of a big long-term contract. He's been really focusing on the mental side of the game. That's what he's going to be focusing on during this break up until August 1st when everybody comes back. He was talking after OTAs, after the mini camp last week, about what he's going to be doing during this break. And he said, quote, "Just my overall knowledge of the game, just knowing that's coming at me. I've grown every year, but this year I have to take it to a different level. I've been meeting with Coach Cullen about different coverages, why we do this, why we do that, who's behind me. Been talking to the linebackers, why are you here, or when this happens, what are they doing? That way, if you know what everybody's doing, you can play a lot faster because you know, all right, now I can take a risk because I know this guy's going to have my back on this particular play." So it's the stuff like that, and that's why I brought him up when I was talking about mentorship, even if you're talking about somebody like Jameis Winston on the offense, because it's the thought process and the mindset of a guy like that that's going to help everybody on the team. That's why he's a captain. He's not only good at what he does, but he is able to make other people around him better. Again, not only physically, because he's now the new Warren Sapp and taking on double teams and triple teams on the defensive line, but also by sharing his knowledge and mentorship with the other players around him in the locker room and being able to help bring the best out of everybody else. So let's hit this last break. We have about 10, 11 minutes left in the show, but catch the end, and we have this one little break. So stick around for the rest of the Talking Sports. We'll be right back. Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Are you an Ultimate Fighting Championship fan? UFC Fan Expo is the ultimate fan experience focused on elite fighters and industry icons. Buy your tickets today for UFC Fan Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Sands Expo and Convention Center Friday, July 10th and Saturday, July 11th. This has never been a more exciting time to be a UFC fan. UFC Fan Expo in Las Vegas will bring fans of all ages together from around the world to celebrate their passion for America's fastest growing sport. There's something for everyone at UFC Fan Expo. Join the ever-evolving UFC universe and buy tickets today at www.ufcfanexpo.com.
If you're in the market for your next car, then the place to shop is AutoShopper.com. You'll have access to hundreds of dealers right here in the area. And you can search over millions of cars nationwide on AutoShopper.com. AutoShopper.com is in hundreds of locations in the Tampa Bay area. Find your next car by taking advantage of all the power and reputation of AutoShopper.com. From your desktop, you can read car reviews, automotive news, calculate payments, use our tools to research, and get a Carfax vehicle history report at AutoShopper.com. This is the publication to pick up and read when you're looking to purchase your next car. Log on to AutoShopper.com and search for your special vehicle. And if you want to sell your vehicle, then advertise it in AutoShopper.com magazine. The readers can view a picture of your car and call you directly. It's all happening at AutoShopper.com, your auto buying and selling source. Pick up the magazine today or log on to AutoShopper.com, the premier source for car buying or selling. AutoShopper.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system or the boxing or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show, Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
While Randy is out of town, he is actually not covering MMA, but we do have some MMA to talk about, so we will get to that. Real quick, I have a question for Ed over there on the other side of the glass. Have you ever seen an official, regardless of the sport, but, for example, an umpire or referee, just absolutely lose their cool on a player?
No.
Just completely go crazy.
Never.
Because apparently, this was at Wrigley Field, and the home plate umpire completely lost his cool with John Lester. John Lester had just walked AJ Ellis. It was the second inning, so it's not like there had been a lot of time for them to sort of jaw back and forth. But apparently, there wasn't even anything said by Lester, and the umpire just completely lost himself, and to the point where not only did some other players, but Joe Maddon had to run onto the field and protect Lester because the umpire was actually going after him. But there was nothing even said. So, I find that very interesting, very weird. I would have to imagine some sort of reprimand would come down from MLB, but I don't know. We'll see. I just found that very interesting, very weird. Usually there's some going back and forth, and usually it's the players that lose their cool and try to get into the face of either an umpire or a ref or whatever the case may be. But as I said, there is a little bit of MMA to talk about. It is UFC Fight Night 70. It is in Florida as well. It's in Hollywood, Florida at the Seminole Hard Rock down there outside of Miami. And Lyoto Machida versus Yoel Romero is the main event. We had Eddie Truck Gordon on the show last night on the Thursday night show. That's Knockout Radio. You can get the podcast through knockoutradio.com. And one of the things that I've said a couple times now is we tend to be surprised by these free cards. This is a Fox Sports 1 card. Usually the UFC fight nights are on Fox Sports. They're on free TV, so anybody can see it. Usually not always the biggest names are on some of these cards, but it's like there's so much more to prove for somebody who has yet to establish themselves, and we tend to see it. So this may end up being a considerably more exciting card than it is just on paper for face value. As I said, Machida versus Romero. You have Santiago Ponzinibbio versus Lorenz Larkin. Antonio Carlos Jr. versus Eddie Gordon. Thiago Santos versus Steve Bossi. And Hakran Diaz versus Levin Makashvili on the main event. Again, not some of the biggest names, but you may be surprised. And make sure you tune in tomorrow night on Fox Sports 1 for that. We also have a lot of big news coming out of the July 11th card, which is the next card after this weekend. That's UFC 189, and Jose Aldo has reportedly suffered bruised ribs. He has a bone bruise on his ribs, and that actually may or may not, we're not 100% sure yet, whether or not he will be able to fight against the mouth from Ireland, Conor McGregor, who has been impressive, but he has certainly been able to talk his way into this fight, and it has been a long time coming for this fight. We've already seen the entire media tour that was worldwide. A lot has gone into this fight, and for it to be in question 2 weeks out is, I mean, it's the injury bug. It's something that pops up a lot, and Chad Money Mendez has been pegged as the guy who would step in for Aldo if Aldo has to pull out of the fight, and he would fight Conor McGregor for the interim championship, that fake belt. So there obviously will be a lot of eyes on Brazil and trying to figure out if Aldo will be able to go. There was some worries at first that he had broken a rib or two, but word is it's just bone bruises. Usually the healing for that takes like 3 to 4 weeks of rest and anti-inflammatory meds. But I don't know. I would have to think that when you're training for one of the biggest fights in your life and you end up getting bruised ribs, it's not just a, oh, well, I think some ibuprofen will help it. So we'll see if only 2 weeks of rest and some meds are going to help him out, because he's going to need to be as healthy as possible and bring his A game against a guy like Conor McGregor. So that will be July 11th in Las Vegas. We'll see how it goes, but it's going to be a good weekend this weekend. As I said, UFN 70, make sure to tune in tomorrow night on Fox Sports 1. Hit us up on Twitter at Knockout Radio, at KO Wegs. Follow us, the Randy Regime, and make sure you have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you later.